Welcome to Faith Boost, a message by Pastor Andrew McLennan.
Did you know that the Bible says that in His presence there is fullness of joy? Hi, my name's Andrew. This is Faith Boost, boosting your faith today with ancient secrets that still work in the modern world. Well, the Bible says in Esther chapter 8 that, you know, after a time of real trial, real tribulation, you know, there was a threat of genocide, everything was bad, everything was dark, joy came to the Jewish people. Chapter 8, verse 17, the Jews had light and gladness, joy and honor. And in every province and city, wherever the king's command was and decree came, the Jews had joy and gladness, a feast and a holiday. Then many of the people of the land became Jews because fear of the Jews fell upon them. So if you look at the book of Esther holistically, it's a book of sadness to start with and a book of trial. And then it becomes a book of joy. It becomes a story where the people of God had great joy. And look, I didn't write this stuff. I didn't make this up. This is the Word of God. And the Word of God says that He wants you and I to have joy in our hearts. Now, does that mean that, you know, life's just a bed of roses? N-O. Was Esther's life just one big bed of roses? N-O. Was Mordecai's life perfect without any hiccups, without any challenges, without any problems? Well, you know the answer. N-O. But in the midst of their trials, in the midst of their tribulations, in the midst of the challenges they faced, joy came to their hearts. Joy came to their friends, their family, their whole community. And the joy was so noticeable. The joy was so real that many of the people of the land, the people of Persia who were not Jewish people, they became Jews. They said, "You people have got joy. We want some of what you've got." So I want to ask a question today. Is joy a feeling of happiness, or is joy something more powerful and more permanent and more real than a feeling of happiness? You probably know the answer. Joy is not happiness. Happiness is not joy. I'm not here today to say the Word of God promises constant happiness, but the Bible does promise joy in our hearts. So what is joy? Joy is an inner strength. In Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10, it says this, that the joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. That's talking about an internal joy. That's talking about something that's on the inside of us, that sustains us, that strengthens us. It's not a feeling of happiness. You know, there was a children's group years ago in Australia, and it was called High Five. My daughter used to listen to it when she was little, and they used to do these little videos and sing and dance. And one of the songs I always remember them saying, singing, was this, you know, feelings come, feelings go. You know, profound statement from High Five there. Feelings come, feelings go. Emotions come, emotions go. Sometimes we feel amazing, sometimes we don't feel amazing. That's emotion. Joy is not emotion. Joy is spiritual. Joy is internal. Joy is actually supernatural. Joy comes from God Himself. So when the Bible says that the joy of the Lord is our strength, it's not just an emotion, it's not just a feeling. It's God's very joy. It's His very presence. Where is His presence? It's in our heart. If you are born again today, if you know Jesus today, if you have a relationship with God, the Bible says the Spirit of God lives inside your heart. The Bible actually says that you are a temple of the Holy Spirit. You are the house of God. You know, church buildings are not God's house. Church buildings are where the church meets. Church buildings are where the people of God gather together to pray, to worship, to read the Word, to hear the Word. But the house of God in the New Testament is you, and it's me. And His presence lives inside of us. And where His presence is, there is joy, because God is a God of joy. You know, I've said earlier that in Galatians chapter 5, it says that the fruit of the Spirit is joy. The fruit of the Holy Spirit, the result or the outcome, the effects of the Holy Spirit on people's lives is joy. And again, I'm not making this stuff up. I'm not saying this to make myself feel good or you feel good or anything else like that. I'm just telling you the truth today, the Word of God, that the joy of the Lord is your strength and it's my strength.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe on our channel. We hope and pray that you are inspired and strengthened by these short, sharp, Bible-based messages. We would love to know what you think, so write a review or comment. Pastor Andrew's website is i2aw.org. That's i2aw.org. If you've been blessed by this message, share it with someone and they can be blessed too.